Hello and welcome to the Breaking Heads podcast. My name is Fred, and today we have an English-speaking episode for you because we have an English-speaking guest here in our interview series for the Crown of Europe Invitational. My co-host is going to be Malte, as every Monday. Hello, Malte.
Hello.
Hello, I'm very happy you're with me here. And together we are going to interview one of the players who are going to be playing at the big Invitational before and also during the Alpine GT in Salzburg in this June, July. And that's going to be Matthew Chassin from Hungary. I hope I didn't butcher your name.
Perfect. Hi, guys.
Thank you very much. So I'm glad you're here. Together with you, we want to talk about you as a player and want to get to know you a bit. And we want to talk, of course, about the Invitational, which you're going to be participating in, and a little bit about 10th edition, what's going to be coming at us. We are getting and doing our like little series here. Every episode, we're going to have more information, but still, we don't have enough information. But we will try. And in the end, we will talk a bit about your regional 40K scene. I think it's really cool, this Invitational, so we bring so many different nationalities together. And with Matthew, with you, we have someone who is one of the best players in Hungary. And your achievement, for example, last year was winning the Hungarian Invitational of the season 2022, and you also finished second in the national ranking. You have played four times for Team Hungary, so an international team tournaments, like the international scene, definitely not something new for you. I'm glad we have you here, and I'm glad we have you in the Invitational. So let's start a little bit at the beginning, and I will ask you a question of how long have you been playing competitively? Maybe tell us a little bit of your entry into the competitive scene.
Yeah, sure. So I started 40K, I think, at the end of 7th edition, so roughly around 6-7 years ago, almost 7. And for competitively, for me, the game started when I moved to the US. I was living in the US for 2.5 years because I worked there on a project. And I had a good group of friends who are basically top 20 ITC players, and it was during COVID, so our only way to have fun and just relax was playing 40K, and that's when I think my game stepped up, because I had so many tournaments, so many games I played that really helped overgrowing, you know, the fact you have to practice to be better at this game. So I think that was the thing that gave me the edge to, yeah, I did really like tournament play. I like competitive play. Also, I'm a guy who play by intent, so I don't like gacha moments. I hope everybody who played me can watch for that I'm nice, chill, but still try to be the best as I could on tournaments. And that's my goal for the Invitational, also to put up a show at least.
That sounds great. Let's stay at the beginning a little bit. What region of the US did you go to, and where did you play?
I was in Florida.
I was in Washington, D.C., so on the East Coast. I'm the member of the team Battle Brothers since then. And I played for them for as long as I was out there. And I went to a lot of the major GTs and tournaments on the East Coast. I went to LVO two times, LVO Ooh. Team once, and I don't know, ACO, the Nova. I had a couple of...
ACO is? What's ACO?
Sorry?
ACO is what's tournament?
It's the Atlantic City Open.
Atlantic City Open, yeah, okay.
I had a really good time there. So in the East Coast, traveled a few times to the West Coast, and basically that the mid-Atlantic part of the US and the East-West, the Northeast part is where, I don't know, most of the best players playing. I played Naden a lot of times, played Gonyo, I don't know, Austin, good friend of mine. Wingfield. So there was a lot of guys who kind of you can learn from Juice or I don't know, so many names.
Sounds like you did like a what's it called, like Erasmus for 40K going abroad. Is like your stay in US over? How long have you been staying in Hungary again, or are you still going back and forth?
Actually, I came back last year while I finished my project. Currently, I'm working in Croatia, and when I finish there, I think I'm gonna stay at Hungary for a little bit of time because the last 4 years I was traveling all around the world. So it was a bit tense, but actually, this hobby gave me some good times when you need relaxing and just don't think about anything, just play. I think it's one of the best games I ever had. Best things you can do when you're free time.
That sounds amazing. And this also shows that coming to Salzburg is probably not going to feel like a long trip for you. This has been 7 years, lots of experience in US, super cool.
I would like to interrupt for a bit. So, are you also playing in Croatia?
Sadly, no. I don't have anyone around me or anyone I know in the area. But since there is a lot of tournaments happening in Europe, like the Tech or the TC, now the Alpine GT. Actually, we're going to organize one international GT in the fall in Hungary too. It's currently on the working. I hope we can get some of you guys come over and play with us.
Ooh, that sounds very great.
You want to drop some more information right now?
Actually, the GT will be in October. I don't know too much about it. It's going to be public tomorrow, I think. But I'm going to bring some flyers and some more information for the invitational for sure. Basically, it's going to be not only Budapest, it's going to be in Székesfehérvár. It's another small capital, and there's going to be a real cool venue. So you can play at the hotel, you can stay, there's going to be food. The price is going to be pretty acceptable, like not expensive. So that's what our goal to make an event in Hungary to invite people from around Austria, Germany, Czech Republic, maybe even from Serbia or Romania, because I think we never had anything like that in Hungary. So my friends are doing a really good job organizing it.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an 80 person GT.
Nice. Let's talk about it a bit more. Later when we take a bigger look at the scene in Hungary. Let's stay at your competitive career for a moment. What are the factions that you played in the US? What are the main factions you're playing today?
When I arrived in the US, I basically had no army with me because I couldn't take it. At the moment, I played Death Guard. I'm mostly a Chaos player, like Chaos Space Marines, Demons.
Always.
I think I played all the faction that exists at least for one tournament or just for fun. I think there is no faction. I didn't play Tau because for me.
Why not? Why not? Why do you not play Tau? Tell us.
For me, shooting is boring. I like close combat armies. My play style and my interpretation of 40K is. You can win games when you know how to move, how to charge, how to pile in, how to take the space on the board. Shooting is good, of course, but that's just so one-sided. Well, when we get to, I'm going to speak against myself because when we get to my army, it's also one-sided, but it's different.
I want to put this in perspective while we are laughing because last week, we had the two German-speaking guests here from Austria and from Switzerland, and the Austrian, Peter Steiner. You probably couldn't listen to it because it wasn't German. He was saying, yeah, of course, he's going to bring Tau, whatever. Like, whatever is going to be in 10th edition, he's looking forward to play Tau and just blast people off the board.
I just know how to use this quote at the stream of the Invitational. Mathieu Cesar plays all factions, but would never drop so low to play Tau. Nice. I like it.
I played against Tau a lot, but I didn't have the stomach for it to do it for myself, but that's different. So back for it. When I went to the US, I had no army. Mm-hmm. And actually, that was during COVID. So the first time, the first store opened and put an RTT up, I actually, as the store manager, is like, do you have an army I can play with? I don't care what, just give me an army I can play with, because I'm going to go and play. And he gave me his own Death Guard army, and I went for the first RTT, and then actually won that. It was pretty cool. And then I think the Drukhari Codex dropped in the next year, so I played Drukhari for a good 6-8 months, and then I switched to Harlequins before they were cool, before they got the Codex.
Mm.
And after that, when I came back, I played the Chaos Space Marines last year, I think for 5 or 6 months, Emperor's Children mostly. That's what I took to the Invitational last year, and to LVO this year. And when I saw that the Word Eaters Codex is coming, I was like, I'm going to buy it, I don't care, because that's an army I like. I always liked Word Eaters and close combat armies. And when the pre-order went up, I checked all the YouTube channels. You know, they do preview of the Codex, and everybody was like, oh, this is bad. This is, what do you do, GW? This can be played. It's going to be boring. It's not good. And I'm like, whatever, I'm going to play with it. And after the first few games, I was like, no, this Codex is really good.
It has lots of movement tricks as well, right?
Yes, yes. I played them on the TAC in April for the teams and for the singles also. And I only lost one game, so it was good. So.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay.
So I kind of already want to go to tens, but we maybe stay a little bit on the topic. So you like to play movement-based close combat armies mainly, right?
I like fast armies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Drukhari and Harlequins.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you have tricks for movement, for piling in, for consolidation, not like things you can, you know, gotcha your opponent, but things that you can react for your opponent, what they're doing. I think that's more fun when you have to think a lot more. It really brings out if you are a good player or not, because on paper, some matchups are, you know, you cannot win. But if you know more about the game, just little nuances, you can actually flip the game to your advantage.
Hmm. By this time now, we already know the Crowwoods of 10th edition. I will go a little bit into this topic before we come back again about you. What do you think about the losing basically pile and consolidate in lots of cases?
It's going to be a lot harder. You can still do tricks. You can actually basically base yourself out of going into basing when charging. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. there are tricks still. It's more restricted, more boring, I think. And the fact that you can no longer lock things into close combat, at least what we know of. I'm sure that there are going to be units which can keep you in close combat. I hope so. Because shooting is going to be so potent in the new edition. If you just watch Space Marines with Oath of Moment or any other shooting army, that if they want the melee armies to have a chance, that the way you can lock something in the close combat, or you can make the terrain rules acceptable for close combat armies. Because I know my army is Word Eater, so I don't shoot. So.
I think today in the data sheets from Tyranids, we saw something that has a rule that says on a 4+ or something, you cannot fall back. So,
yeah. Toxic green, but yeah.
4+, like, no, I'm never going to roll that. So.
Yeah.
It's
you and me both.
Well, the Toxic Grind is also illegal for any tournament play because it's too big to be placed anywhere.
So. Yeah.
Okay, back to you, and maybe Matthew, you want to phrase the questions?
You talked about winning an RTT. What's the most, the biggest 40k achievement? What are you the most proud of?
There's a couple. I think the first one was definitely the winning the last year Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came back to the league mid-year, so I came back in June, and actually the league was that only the top 32 players get to play on the Invitational. So I, with the 6 months behind, I had to get into the top.
Ooh, nice.
And after that, we had the first day free games with groups, and only the first two of the groups advanced to the next day to top 16. For another three games. So it was good. It was fun playing six games in 2 days. I always like that. The other, I think the second best is this year LVO, because I've went 5-1. So I won 5, lost 1 game, which actually that was my goal. I was a bit sad because I almost get to go 6-0. That was a pretty close game in round 5. But I never blame anything. So I could have won the game, but I lost it. So it's on
me. So you nearly got into the top. So just for our listeners, you nearly got into the top cut for the London Grand Tournament.
No, for the Las Vegas Open.
For the Las Vegas Open. Sorry. Yeah.
So that was cool. I was happy with the 5-1, but. I think the biggest one, my best placement was, I think, the Atlantic City when I finished 18th, I think, from the 256.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because I placed second and third on a lot of GTs, but the first one I won was in Hungary. So
okay.
Nice. So you said 30 people are in the invitation in Hungary?
32.
So the rankings we have, on the rankings we have currently more than 120 players who are actually participating on events. But the last year the invitation was 32 people. I think this year is going to be only 16 because that was a bit too much. But we will see if the player wants it or they liked it. I think my friend's going to do the same. I'm up for it. Playing six games in 2 days, it's always good. So
that's really interesting for me because we also have tradition of doing invitational at the season invitational, and we have always been doing 12 players. But this year I was asked, why don't you do 30 people? So we have more
actually,
people.
For us, it was like 32 players, and it was four groups. So the first eight, so the ranking 1 to 8 was one group. Mm-hmm. The ninth, and you only had one of the top players in each group. So basically, it was 32 divided by 4, and then one people from each 4 into each groups. And then we had a small RTT on day 1. The first two on the groups advanced to the second day. So we tried to make it that. You know, the players who usually play the finals, like the best 8, is not going to play each other on day 1 because that is their chance to win the whole thing. It's less. Of course, day 2, it was random. So,
interesting concept.
We let people choose for the drama.
This was great.
That's awesome.
Okay, so back to Hungary, and any other countries you have traveled for except for the ones you worked at, like you said, US and Croatia. Do you go around Europe a lot?
I wanted to. Sadly, I didn't have the chance. Apart from the WTC and the Winter Team Championships, I was in Serbia on last year in Belgrade. That was a GT, and. Because I was in the US, I didn't have time to travel to Europe or any main events. This year and the end of the year, I want to go to the UK to a few events because in the US, we played on an ITC terrain, which is player placed. So when I came back, it was much harder to put. Actually, it was for me, I think it was easier to play on the WTC terrain because it's much more. So I learned all the stuff I learned, and that made me a better player on a terrain which is
you play the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, you play the terrain for yourself, but you only have like 3-4 pieces, and the WTC you have like 12 or 14 pieces. So if you can win against shooting armies with 5 ruins, with 12 ruins, you definitely can win.
Especially if you play a more like close combat based or army.
And you know, the player plays like, I lost the roll off. Yeah, my opponent is like, okay, the wood's going on the middle.
yeah, exactly. On the middle marker as well. So it's going to be, you're not holding that one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna have pretty good terrain connected to like very close to what we're gonna have at the WTC, at the Invitational. So let's talk a bit about the Invitational. There's gonna be 16 players, many best of their, all of them pretty much best of their country. What are your goals going into this event?
Of course, winning it.
No.
My goal is to play on Saturday. That's my goal.
Ooh.
Going to the final.
So if you go to the major, you will play on Saturday. So hopefully you plan to play Invitational.
Don't you? That was my trick. It's going to be a new edition, new rules, new armies. We're going to have a week to go over our rules or codexes, indexes. And I know that a lot of players in Europe, actually the German guys, the Czech Republic guys, they are much better in you know, learning the stuff fast, because you have a much more competitive scene. You have to adapt fast. So my goal is, have pretty good games on Friday, have fun, try to learn 10th edition, try to step over 9th edition into the new stuff, forget the things that you learned for 3 years, and basically start the whole new game. My goal is to, I don't know, play, have fun. If I win, that's good. If I lose, I don't care about losing. I like to win. I think that was my biggest relief in 40K, that in the past years I was like, I want to win. When I went to a GT, I want to go 4-1, I want to go 5-0, and it's always, I always failed to do it, because it's not the pressure, but you know, I wanted to do it. And this year I was like, I realized it's just a game, it gives me joy, it's fun to do it. And when you accept that it's just a game and you don't stress about it, actually you win more games than you think.
Yeah, I believe that's a really good way to come into a tournament, just free from pressure.
Yeah, I'm like, if
I like it.
Of course, I'm gonna do my best because I'm representing our country, so I don't be last. But if I lose all my games, I don't care. I'm gonna have fun.
Have you played any other players in the field of Invitational?
I played Jakub.
Yeah, okay. How did it go?
Actually, he was on my only loss on the
test. Ah,
it's Jakub Janza from Czech.
Yeah, he was my first game on day one on the singles. And he played the Hail of Doom Eldar against my Word Eater. And he went first, and I think destroyed like 500 points of my army turn one, so that was rough. But
Hail of Doom,
but I finished him from him, so I'm good.
Well, at least,
yeah,
after being so strong with Hail of Doom, Craftworld got the nerf they needed in 10th edition.
I only played Jakub. I want to play Dejan from Slovenia, because We are good friends. We always drink together, talk a lot about 40K, but we never had the chance to play. So I'm looking forward to play him. Finally, their Dark Angels are not good enough, so I can beat him.
We don't know yet.
I think he's going to bring Word Eater, so I don't want to play him because the mirror game is always bad. So I don't know. I don't know any of the other guys, sadly. I know they are really good players. I hope. I guess, because that's why they invited. So we will see. How they say, like, I'm the underdog. I'm the underdog, so anything can happen.
That sounds like you had a with the Slovenians and Czech, you regularly play, because do they also come to your tournaments in Hungary?
No, actually, we don't have big tournaments, not yet. Mm-hmm. We are planning to do it so they can come to our events. We'll see.
Okay, so you met them at other bigger ones?
Yes, also. I met them at WTC or TEC or ETC. Okay. I usually try to, you know, get more friends, go around people, have a few beers, even if we're playing a competitive game. I mean, I think on the singles at round four, I had like 12 beers, and I'm like, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. And you are already, as you said, you want to go with Boertitas. You before you know anything, are you sure, or is it set in stone?
I mean, that's the only army I have painted at the moment.
Okay, makes it easy.
And I like them currently. And I don't care. I'm not going to bring something which is good straight out of the book just to win. I would bring my army, which I played in the last 3 months, which I know everything of it, even if the data sheet is changing a bit. But and that's painted, so
yeah,
we're going to roll.
And to be fair, like the Boertitas Codex was already built like a 10th edition codex, so maybe there will be a lot of similarities between 9th and 10th edition codex.
It's gonna be
codex and index.
How they call it's gonna be the Yahtzee, what you're gonna roll on the dice, but it's not that random that people think, and we still don't know what's the detachment rule for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some big hopes that it's gonna be good.
Mm.
And we didn't see too much data sheets either, so.
Yeah, but I mean, if they like keep one or two of the stratagems, it should be fine. They had like really good movement stratagems, so hopefully.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's talk a bit about the GT you talked. You said this is like the first big, so there are not a lot of grand tournaments in Hungary.
Actually, we had a GT this year. That was the first one, which was just for Hungarians. It was, we had like 30, 34, 36 players.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, we will be actually, this is going to be the first one that tried to be international. So we tried to get the audience from the countries around us, because the last one was just for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if it works, and the people is going to like it, then I think we are hoping to do it every 3 months or 6 months, having a big GT, it's our goal, which is international. And apart from that, we have one or two RTTs every month, at least, and some bigger. Actually, we're going to have two qualifiers for the GW, championship in Atlanta.
World championship, yeah.
So we're going to have two of that in two different stores over the summer, and the 40k scene in Hungary is coming up, and we have a lot of good players and a lot of new players who wants to learn, so it's always good,
and hopefully 10th edition it will be even more so nice to hear. But the competitive 40k scene in Hungary is growing, and I'm looking forward to this international international GT in, I forgot the name already of the city. that's a fair name, no. You have to write it to me so I can find it and know where I have to go.
I don't know. We will probably advertise it on the stream as well.
We will advertise it, of course. Is where interesting for me is a question. So you were in the USA. You had your competitive ITC top 25 players you played with. You went to the enormous big tournaments in the US. And when you went home, so how was the step going back to this, smaller tournaments?
That's a good question. Actually, the only thing I miss about the US is the 40K scene, because it's different. I think as the mindset is different. Like every time a new rule comes out or a new edition comes out or anything new, that's different what we have. I tend to see that a lot of, sorry if I say it wrong, the European players, I'm also European, so I don't try to offend anybody. They are like more deflective. They try to think about what's bad. Oh, it's a bad rule. It's a bad codex. It's a bad army. And I always check the guys from the US. I always ask them, what do you think? And everybody's like, I'm happy. It's good. It's a new thing. Let's try it. So the mindset is different. They're happy with almost anything. They just, even if bad codex comes out, oh, we're going to make it work. Just we're going to figure out a list that works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the whole US scene is like that. I'm pretty sure.
Not everybody. Not everybody is like that. The guys I had around me and the team might be the way that why I befriended them, because they are more like my mindset. With 10th edition, I'm looking forward to it. There are going to be mistakes. There are going to be wrong rules. There are going to be maybe two good rules, two bad rules. We always have that. You just, it's a game. So I'm not going to be upset about something that I pay a bunch of money to play, travel a lot, and sacrifice my free time. So if it stressed me out, why I do it?
Well, that's a good question, but maybe even some players in Germany should take to their heart.
I'm not trying to offend anybody. So
No worries.
Feel free to be angry about anything. I don't care. I'm going to drink my beer and just laugh.
That's also a good decision. Let's talk a little bit about meta. Bang, where we talked, it was really interesting last week because we found out that in Austria, like the meta is a little bit different, but it's the same to Germany. Swiss, it's mostly orientated into France. What's the meta like in Hungary? Was there a difference between US and Hungary meta?
It's different because of the terrain mostly. So
yeah, okay. This makes sense.
That's the main difference. So heavy shooting armies don't have too much chance on WTC terrain. And so it's two parts. Like the guys who usually are in the top 20 of the rankings, they follow the meta. They try to, you know, use the good armies with the good combinations and try to evolve and catch up with the meta. And we have the tournament players who are not casual. They like to play, they know to play, but they stick to their armies. So actually, the only bad thing is that we don't have we have every army in Hungary. Somebody plays every army, but without offending anybody, we don't have like one good player for every army that you can practice against, like on the same level. Actually, when I went to the TAC, that was my first time I played against Eldar in 6 months, or I don't know. So I wasn't sure what I was doing or what I was hoping for. Of course, I knew what the army can do. But playing against it, it's much different than thinking about it.
The scene is in the end not that big, right? Did you say like 120 people in the ranking?
We have 120 who are participating on the actual tournaments, but we have much more players than that who are stepping in, maybe in 10th, or they played, you know, lower point games, and now they have the time to play 2K games or tournament games. I don't know. I'm gonna check it right now.
And to be fair, also in Germany, we don't have a good player for every army, because
yeah.
In Germany, also the good players tend to play like the meta armies, and then I don't know, just to take one army without insulting anybody. Nobody, no top player is playing like Chaos Knights or so.
Yeah, and there is if you don't play. Yeah, so last year we had 150 players rankings. This year we only have 120, but I think some players are waiting for the new edition and they step back on the second part of the year.
Okay.
Cool. Maite, are we already in the tournament scene stuff, or can I ask stuff about...
No, please ask. Please ask.
Yeah, because I really wanted to ask you, Mathieu. You seem quite fixed on what you want to play, also due to model restrictions. What do you expect people going to bring to the Invitational? Like roots rise, or maybe also what kind of armies? Do you think people are just going to spam things in the beginning of the edition, or going to bring some more variety?
I think there's what I'm thinking. There are going to be two types. The guys who wants to win the Invitational, and they're going to figure out the best stuff to bring from their own army, or if they own more armies, like try to find the best combination, best units which came out in the index, or best rules. We're not going to have an FAQ and errata on day on week one, which maybe be too good. Not as intended, but it's fine. I don't mind that. And we're going to have people who are going to bring the army they know the best, or they have they like, because we are playing 10th edition 1 week after the release. Of course, we know much, much more information up front. But for me, if we would play 9th edition, it would be a much more burnt out competitive invitational. But with the new rules and with the new rule set and with all the new things happening, and we don't really know how it's going to look like when it's like 6 months from now, when we have more stuff and more confirmation. For me, it's going to be more of a learning. Let's see what armies can do. And from that, you can build your own army. Oh, I get shot by, I don't know, Space Marines too hard, so I have to figure out a way how to... So, I'm not sure. I don't know what the guy's playing. So I guess who has more armies to choose from, they're going to bring the best. Of course, they want to win the Invitational, or they want to play the best possible can, which is also my goal. But I think I'm going to stick to the army and just try to... I always try to build a list or play as an all-comers list, so I don't care what or who I'm playing against. I know my game. I know my tactics, and if I do that, it's going to be hard to beat me. But we will see. It's a new edition. You don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fair. We have been talking about the meta in your in the event, the past meta in your scene. Well, actually, we want to talk about Malta.
Is there any? I'm a little bit interested. Is there any 40k content that is made in Hungary? Maybe even English speaking.
There is a few. It's in Hungarian, but because there are so many English speaking content you can access these days, a little bit too much, I say, at some point. But I think for most of the guys in Hungary, they need the translation, because I know the native language of the game is English, but I think there are a lot of people struggling with it in Hungary. So that's why they don't go to international events, because they are afraid that they, you know, they cannot, you know, speak good enough to be understandable in the game. Or some of my teammates were like, they don't want to come because they don't speak English. I mean, who cares? You just have to try. You have to learn. You have to go there and be there. And they realize that everybody speaks Germans, and they speak German. So actually, they had better games than I do, because they speak the German. So and we started a podcast with my friend actually today, which we tried to focus on some competitive stuff. To bring it to the guys who are not that don't have that good knowledge of the game, to speed them up, and maybe the guys who are really good to give them more information, like try to give the community something they can use.
We will like the link for that. Great. Any questions from your side left?
No, I think that was very interesting. I'm glad we have you guys on, because I guess it's very hard to get a glimpse into the Hungarian scene, maybe because of the language barrier. And I'm glad you're coming over, and we will do more advertisement for Hungarian tournaments on the stream and elsewhere.
And I'm to be honest, I'm already looking forward to October, because I'm so gonna come.
Also, if you want to come to the invitation and stream a few games, you are happy to come.
I want to play. Oh, maybe
stream. Actually, we're gonna have a stream for the Hungarian guys, but I don't know. We can talk about it to have somebody stream on English and German.
Nice.
We will talk. Another invitation. Nice.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah, you know, we have the same. We have the same. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have the issue yet or something. But you said you make content now, and you're like one of the like we are players who also make content. So sometimes we want to play.
Yeah.
But I feel like I want to go to Budapest now and go to one of the Hungarian tournament. I'm really happy you're coming. I'm really looking forward to your performance in the event. You have no time for any shout outs, any closing words, what you want to use this opportunity to tell our listeners.
I want to thank you guys actually for having me here, for inviting me to this invitational. It's a big honor. And actually I was shocked when I got the invite, but I will do my best. I only want to shout out for my teammates in Hungary. I'm not going to say everybody's name because it's going to be boring and you won't understand a thing of it. So for my friends,
it's your airtime. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, my friends in the US, I miss them. I'm going to go back for a few GTs in a couple of months, and hope to see you guys on the invitational.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. See you in Salzburg at the end of this month.
Yes.
Bye.
And to all you guys at home, thank you for listening, and watch out for more of these interviews. We're going to have a bunch of them lined up for you. And if you're listening in English, always look out for the English tag at the beginning of the videos. Most of our content is obviously in German, but we will give you lots of English speaking content, as well as lots of the stream will be, or most of the stream will be in English commentated as well. So see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.